Those of us who've known the Cincinnati Art Museum courtyard for a long time are happy to hear that the over-life-size bronze figure called the Vine is being brought back to its original glory after several years in storage. What was the matter with it, and as a conservator, what are you doing to it?
I think it was taken out of the courtyard in 2012 because it had a lot of water runoff and rain lines on it. It was getting some corrosion that wasn't very visually appealing, so it was taken down, and we got a grant for it to be reinstalled, and so I'll be doing the conservation while it's outside in the courtyard on permanent display.
So you've started now?
Yes, I have started. Only a little bit. It's been pretty rainy the past few weeks, so that slowed me down a little bit.
I wanted to ask you what the rain had done to your schedule.
Yes, well, luckily the first week was just kind of washing it and removing dirt, corrosion, debris from being outside for so many years. So that part was pretty much wet already, so I didn't have to worry too much about the rain, but it has slowed me down a little bit now.
Are people interested in watching you work when you're out there in the courtyard?
I have had a few people come out and watch me. I think the rain is also putting people off from coming out and watching it.
What can you tell us about the sculptor and when she made the work?
It was made between 1923 and 1927, I believe, and it was Harriet Whitney Frischmuth was the sculptor. She did make quite a few bronzes that we have in the museum. We have much more than what we have on display in the courtyard. We have two out there now, including the Vine, and then we have a few more in storage that also require conservation. The Vine, at least, I haven't looked at all of the sculptures in detail yet, but the Vine is cast in a few different pieces. So I've been looking for the joins where they were connected and soldered together.
How did the Vine and the other sculptures by Harriet Frisbee come to the museum?
They were donated by Dwight J. Thompson.
Well, now, when you're doing this work, what exactly are you doing? It's all very mysterious to those of us who aren't art conservators.
Yeah, she was conserved before in 2003. Because she's been outside for so long, she has a lot of problems and a lot of her conservation maintenance has built up. So I'm going to remove everything that was done to her and kind of start all over, because I want to get a really good idea of what the original surface, or we'll say the unaltered surface, is, what it looks like, all of her watermarks, because she's been waxed, she's been painted, she's been repatinated. So I kind of want to get a good idea of what her surface is actually like, what it looks like. So I'll remove all of that. I washed her with a power washer, and then I'll remove all of her wax with a solution of mineral spirits, and then I will re-wax her, which kind of makes a protective coating over her for the rain and wind to take on instead of damaging the bronze itself.
What kind of training do you have to become a conservator?
Conservators have usually a degree in art and some type of chemistry or archaeology. Personally, I have a degree in chemistry and archaeology as my undergraduate degrees, and then I have a master's degree in conservation from the University College London. In London. There are a few master's conservation courses in the U.S., but I went to London for mine. And I also interned at historic royal palaces and at Plowden and Smith before coming to Cincinnati.
We've been talking with Kelly Schultz, Assistant Object Conservator at the Cincinnati Art Museum. For more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.